Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Speaking of interesting lives, there's very few lives as interesting as Vladimir Yablokov, who's in front of me. Vladimir, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
It's lovely to see you again. How are you, Dean? You're looking awfully well in your Aaron jumper.
Oh, great. I should take that one back. Nicer t-shirt.
Yeah, but a very, very flash kind of burgundy job going on there. Listen, good to see you. You're up to your eyes in it. You are, no more than ourselves going to the board, gosh, you are with the RT Concert Oxy. You're rehearsing today, are you?
Yes, it was. Really handy.
It's exciting, isn't that exciting?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is the Four Seasons. Now, we better explain this, because you're explaining it. It's on Friday the 24th of May at 7:30, but it's also on Saturday at 2:30 on the 25th of May at the Borgosh. When you say Four Seasons Explained, is that literally what you're doing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Took me 35 years of my life to understand Four Seasons, even though my dad did several recordings.
Why did it take so long?
You see, I rebelled about the classical music. I'm sure a lot of people know the story. And
but don't be afraid to share that again, because it is interesting that now here you are in the middle of this. But you did rebel.
Totally and literally. I was 19. I was born into a family of classical musicians. Correct. My dad, concert violinist on all his life, recorded Four Seasons on several occasions. My wife even found a recording from 1986 from Japan somewhere.
Your dad?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's.
And he was so excited about Four Seasons, and the true classical music was his. And he was going way deeper than Four Seasons, obviously.
Yes.
But he was always asking me to come to the concerts, and I was 10 years of age, for example, and I would fall asleep halfway through, and I was like, okay, then I woke up with a storm, that was nice, and then, boring again. And he was always excited about the story. And it was only 4 years ago when we had more time than usual as musicians, I thought, let me just explore this, and I start practicing it. And I only understood the whole work after I was playing it.
Isn't that something?
And I was brought up with classical music, and then I got so excited about the story, I thought, I'm going to get on the mission.
But did your brother Anton, did he take it on board easier than you?
Anton never played it, and actually we were offered by managements in the UK to do it, because they said, like, oh, it's great work, and Anton was the one, we were together, he said, oh, no, absolutely not Four Seasons, like, that's too light or not too original and all the rest.
Yes, yeah.
But I feel... that it's about taking something that people really know and are familiar with. It's probably the most recorded composition of all times and most performed. But bring it in a different way that people can really understand. And it doesn't have to be for the true classical fans, but it can be for everyone who heard the whatever ads the music was used in.
That's true. And also the fact that you're saying to people who don't necessarily know the classical piece, funnily enough, they probably do know the music, but they don't know the music.
Yes.
And then this is a way of bringing people into that world, which I'm a great believer in, at every opportunity.
Yes.
And you've been doing that for years and doing it very well. In a way, though, I wonder, is this bringing you closer to your dad now?
There is a connection. I was thinking about him so many times that if he was alive still, like, how would he feel about this? Because
be proud as punch, wouldn't he?
Even 10 years ago, I remember building a new website with him for himself. And he wanted to always bring the classical music to masses. And that was my mission since I was about 10 or 12. Then I rebelled and I came back to the same roots.
Yes.
And, with Four Seasons, as much as what I thought, it's first of all, musically, it was written for a Baroque chamber orchestra. So you have strings and you have basso continuo. And if you have a thunderstorm, for example, because strings are playing fast notes, doing, certain bowings. But you have to really be imaginative to get there. But if you put wind machine, which only Richard Strauss used in some of his very contemporary works, but if you put wind machine and if you put thundersheet into those parts, suddenly it's fully understood. And then also, obviously, the instruments, the brass section and the woodwinds were not used in such a way back in then and not for those kind of work. So suddenly you are hearing a soundtrack to a movie from 300 years ago, because this is one of the first programmatic music examples of all time.
That's fantastic.
Suddenly you have a Hollywood soundtrack, and then we have a visuals on the screen where we worked really hard. This is the third production, and I really believe it's final, because I have a lot of promoters from UK now interesting, and I have investors coming to me and all the rest. But I said, I need to have the product finished myself before I get influenced. So this is the third time we redid it from the scratch, and we're going with 50 square meters.
So what will be on the 50
square meters of LED technology split into three different parts.
Right.
And we're going with sort of abstract images to follow. So for example, if there is a violin solo, you might just have a little birdie in the middle, you know, jumping and singing. And then if there is a storm or a fire, you know, we add it to this story. It's based on Vivaldi's sonnets.
Yes.
But we also did adjust it a little so people can understand. And Four Seasons is Four Seasons of Life as well.
Of course.
Because the whole mood and the music, when I start analyzing it, like every time I go back, I get deeper into it. And it's actually getting simpler. So you have the spring. It's spring of life. Everything is positive. Everything, you know,
and
the chicks are being
celebrating
born.
And all that. Carousel.
And then you are sleeping comfortably in the meadows in the second movement, while in the third movement you are dancing with the nymphs. So you have all the dreams of the youngster, you know. But then you come to summer, your adulthood. It's full of fear. So the emotion is like, it's going to be a big thunderstorm, or everything is going to burn down afterwards, and so on. And then autumn, you are full of power, but you are sort of free. So it's celebration, harvest, drink, hunt, you know. And winter, it's as simple as, it's beautiful, but can be very harsh.
Yes, yeah. And the circle of life.
Exactly.
The circle of life. And of course, you're going to be with the RTE Concert Orchestra.
They're wonderful, and we're really looking forward to that. And Victor is already here getting ready. He's conducting the youngest brother.
Who is?
Victor, the youngest brother.
Are
arranged.
Are you joking?
Yes.
Who I saw last Christmas.
Yes, you did indeed.
Conducting your Christmas show. I know you're doing that again. I'm trying to visualize this and remember you busking in town. Like, the gap between the two is enormous. This is
it's just life.
Is this? I know it's just life, but not everybody gets to realize some of those dreams which you do. Is this the biggest production now to date for you?
The original production, and also the production that I fully and truly believe for the first time that will actually go abroad. And there is already people coming to me building the sort of arena production, are interested in that. It's definitely going to take off, because our Christmas show is the honest family gathering.
Yes,
so it's a different kind, and even if I was offered, I wouldn't bring it on the road, because that's
a
completely different
thing. We were playing So Long Farewell the other morning, and I was reminiscing about your gorgeous wife and children, and the cousins as well, I think. It was gorgeous.
Yes.
It was a lovely thing that you did. Well, listen, you brought the violin, so and you won't let me near it, rightly. So are you going to play something for us? Or what
I think we should, because we don't have the accompaniment or the playing mic, we can play a game maybe a little bit. Let's play a little track now from the Four Seasons, and then we can play the game. We'll be doing the storm.
Okay.
We have it from the rehearsal.
All right. Well, here it is here. Oh, that's big. Oh, that's big. Vladimir with the storm, the summer storm from Vivaldi, Four Seasons, with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra.
Absolutely.
And that's...
So you could hear the wind machine and all those things.
Oh, that's fantastic, that is. The whole idea of explaining it, so how will you do it? You've got the three screens, right?
Yes.
And you've got the orchestra in you. You'll have guests as well, won't you?
Now, for the Four Seasons itself, which is the first half of the concert, it's just me and my younger brother Victor conducting.
And the orchestra.
And it's all about the visuals. We actually even pre-recorded some narration, so I'm not even talking there.
Oh, right.
And everything is sort of preset. Even the lights are timed together with the screen to sort of give the full experience. And then for the second half, we're going much more personal. Anton flew in just last night from Switzerland for
Good
that
man.
One. He's joining me. Another brother, now just for those who don't know.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And we also have a special guest, a star soprano, Ava Dodd, which I think she's a wonderful soprano, only recently discovered.
I think she's passing by here tomorrow.
Wonderful.
She'll probably plug you now tomorrow. We'll see how it works. But that's her there. That's like the second half, is it?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And that's where we go into the tunes, you know, likes of Bella Ciao, Those Were the Days, Que Sera Sera. We get people.
Your Those Were the Days is fantastic because we forget that that's a traditional tune.
It's much older than what we think of it.
Think of it, absolutely. Yes. Are you going to play some on the violin now for
Those Were the Days? Mark, are you singing them? Because I don't have a company.
No. Mary Hopkin, apparently, perfect. Oh, sorry. Once I was afraid, I was petrified. Ah, that's lovely.
Now, I think we should play a little game.
Okay.
Because playing
keep
so
hobbies?
Long.
No, sorry, it doesn't matter. Okay, it's to do with something.
I play something and you have to interrupt me when you know
I'll
what's the
you.
Song.
I'll name that tune.
But it will get harder as we go. Okay, we'll start with something.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Good guess. Okay, let's get something.
Okay, something else. From the movie that Al Pacino won an Oscar for, Perona Cabeza. That's.
Yeah. Oh, Marty,
isn't
let's
it?
Go into something I
no,
think out of your territory because.
Scent of a Woman.
You know this too well, right?
No, it's Al Pacino Maniac.
Okay. I am. Try something more difficult, will you?
Favorite. That's Viva La Vida from Coldplay. My wife's favorite.
Okay, so you knew the.
That's my wife's favorite.
That's because
of
your wife. You would
no, no. My current wife said that is absolutely her favorite piece of music. It is. It is. That's fantastic. Give me one more.
Okay.
Sera Sera, Doris Day. See?
Oh.
We've been around. Dun, 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 dun. That's the theme from that program used to be on the telly, on ITV. Because that's the other thing, as you said correctly, and you're so right, so many classical pieces are used as themes for programs. And we think they're new, and we think they're all bright and shiny, but they're not. They're could be 200 years old, some of these ones.
Absolutely.
South Bank Show, I think, that was the theme for it. I'm guessing, but I...
And this is the opening of Four Seasons.
Absolutely, that's where I'm coming from. And that's you see what I mean?
So you see, there was so much music, you know, if you go throughout the centuries. Like, next year we're celebrating 300 years anniversary of the first edition of Four Seasons. So you can only imagine how many times it was played and recorded.
Yes, of course.
But you can only imagine how many more compositions there were in those times, as much as we have now, but only those, the strongest ones, survived or are remembered until now. You know, so that's where it's only best of the best actually survived, and it's only a matter of time when, or for some people it doesn't get, I'm happy I understood Four Seasons.
I know.
But maybe some people don't get it until, you know, they are maybe perhaps a bit older.
Well, it's like, as a fellow said, like you didn't.
Exactly, I'm the best example.
Well, you are, exactly. but I was passing the Bord Gáis this morning, and there was your poster outside.
Oh, there.
And I, yeah, and I just kind of thought, isn't that something? You know, and now, and when you explain about your dad and his love of the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, what it meant to him, the fact that you're there now and you've got this spectacular show, not once but twice. It's at 7:30 on Friday and then on Saturday at 2:30. Like, it's an amazing change, isn't it? I mean, you must be, you have to sometimes pinch yourself. Now, I know what you're like, and I know that you always, you're always working on the next thing, and I know that your lovely family around you and stuff, but it must be kind of pinch yourself time. How wonderful is this?
That is, but you see, when you are in it, you don't really realize it, because you just work. For me, my biggest dream, you know, was to get to the stage of Three Arena. Well, I mean, first of all, it was the National Concert Hall, and when I did that 10 times a year, then I sort of...
Which is fantastic.
...wanted to move further.
Yeah.
But when I did my first Three Arena, it just happened to be that, for me, was that's just the beginning of something different, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. It didn't stop there. And it was only after I came last year for the first time to Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and... I don't know why I somehow stayed away from it. I actually never seen the theater before I was playing in it.
Okay.
And I realized, like, this is the one of the most beautiful theaters I ever performed in. And the way it's built also is very intimate. Yes. Even though you have 2,000 people in there, it feels like you are in the cozy room, you know. So I take it nearly as my best achievement to be in Bord Gáis, because there is something really spectacular about that venue, and I just can't wait to be there again.
It's going to be very special. Now, you're in rehearsals for the day, are you?
Yes.
Across the way, which will be very exciting, because it's, you know, and the fact, and it's also your reconnection with Victor, your brother, too, and all that carry on. So there's all that family thing that you're very... You're very big on, which is always...
It's very important to me to keep all the siblings. So obviously, you know, you grow up. I'm away nearly 20 years now.
I know. But and is there anybody coming from home? Anybody coming from...
Olga, piano player. She's playing on a Friday.
She's not playing, is she?
She's not playing. She was even saying, oh, like, maybe I'll do
little
tune.
I'll just do a little piece for passing.
I said, like, let's keep it for Christmas. That one.
Okay, you know?
So, and just enjoy yourself. Yeah, I said, like, just come as a family visit rather than, you know...
Isn't that lovely? No, I think it's fantastic.
For Christmas, Granny wanted to come again, but I said, like, look, let's keep it for the Christmas occasion, because everyone will be here, you know, and all the cousins and aunties.
I think it's wonderful. Is there any chance you play something else for us this morning? Maybe a little piece.
I don't know if it sounds good on the solo violin with them.
No. But if you just play something, you could play a little bit of Vivaldi for us this morning, if you want to, because it would be a chance for you to rehearse for yourself. I'm just saying.
Will I start different movements and you have to guess which one?
I know. No, don't do that to me. But if you just. Just a little something. Would that be okay? Just you have it in front of you, it'd be lovely.
Let's...
Anything at all. Are you going winter, spring? Where are you going?
Take it very slow. It's too early in the morning.
It's
lovely. You don't want to go into something.
You don't overdo the thing now.
And this is the second movement from Winter, and we have a lovely bells into that, a real feel of Christmas. So that's how
that's
life
fabulous.
Goes.
The show. How long does the show last?
It's about 50 minutes for the first half, which is the Four Seasons, and then with all the special other guests and sing-alongs and everything, it's about 50 minutes long.
That'd be fantastic. It's a full evening. It's Four Seasons explained. Anton will be in. I presume he's over there now. Is he here now?
Not yet. I actually had to organize transport. We had...
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I have a double bass player, the original one who used to busk with me on Grafton Street. Flew him in. We're
Where's
friends
he?
Forever. He's in Bratislava.
In Bratislava, sure, yeah.
Yes, so we had two flying from Bratislava and Anton from Switzerland, where he's in
Lugano. Of course, and
Lugano.
Victor.
Yes. And last night I had to drive late night to the airport because It used to be when you get a full cover for the rental car, they give it to the person who doesn't have a credit card.
Yes.
So now, even we had everything paid and it wasn't cheap, they said, oh no, we cannot give it. So I was driving to the airport with my own credit card that I'm going to put it under my name, and then I just decided, you know what, I'm just canceling the booking, I'm collecting Peter, at least we have a good chat, you know,
yes,
in the car.
Yes.
And then I organized someone else to bring them a bit later so that he doesn't have to get up at 6. You know, oh, you have to mind your people as well. Okay, Anton, exactly, is a night person as well.
And
so
it worked out better then, yes, in the end. Yeah, it did work out better. Rika Hendricks has been on from Burr, and they were at a performance. They said that you were the happy players, talking about you and your family. We even saw your dad and your sister perform. So it's quite something. It's lovely. Oh, you know,
The years, the memories we have from this country, and people may not realize that, you know, music is one thing, and that's what keeps our whole family together as well, because yes, things change. But as much, you know, as we miss that, for example, we had 10 years of every year, the whole family gathering from 2009 to 2019 here in Ireland. And sometimes we had like 3-4 weeks tours. Like I used, yes, to run it, you know, 15 shows throughout the whole of the month of December.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you are building, like, people speak. Anton was very funny. He likes to mention COVID, you know, and the times at the time. And I said, like, you shouldn't be, because it's such a negative thing in this country. And he said, like, no, in Switzerland, everyone is just like, that's the past. And, like, you can, I said, like, no. And
No, people have long memories, yeah.
Yes. But for us, as much as it did stop a lot of things, and I had to really switch on my brain to see, like, what can I do here, after I was chopping timber in the farm for 2 months, just to keep myself physically active,
yes,
you know.
Keep yourself alive, yeah.
And we did come up with something, but a lot of good things as well came. Anton came up with his own, you know, ensembles. He's getting so busy now in across Europe, you know, and we sort of separated, because for 7 years we were fully sort of connected. Just, I didn't have any solo shows apart from the Christmas where the whole family was.
Yes.
So now things are moving forward, you know, and suddenly when you stop trying as hard as I used to try, suddenly things are, you know, working
well,
out.
Yeah, but it's also a nod in the general direction of your ability and the fact that people are very taken with you and you're very popular.
So. The one thing I forgot throughout the years was it's just my character. I always jump into the river before, there's an expression, before you learn how to swim.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But you've always done that.
I did. Like, I came to Ireland with not a single word of English,
know, yeah,
and 600
I
quid.
I know.
You know, and then I realized that, and
has
I wanted
fee,
to...
Has your fee gone up?
Then I put on the concert at the National Concert Hall before I knew how I to promote, see, you know.
But I think that's the point. And you did the UK thing, and you've done all these things that you've done, but you've never, ever not had the belief that you can get there and do it.
Just don't give up.
Don't give up.
If there is any bad news, you have to find the good news in the bad news.
Always.
Because
always,
that's the difference between succeeding,
yeah,
or...
It is all about, as the fellow said, if you fall off the horse, get back on it.
Yeah.
It's all about getting on and pushing yourself. You're great. Listen, my best to your lovely family.
Oh, thank you so much.
I take it they'll be there at the weekend, will they?
Absolutely.
Of course they
and,
will.
Yeah, we were in thinking my wife might do a little song because she's great, but the kids were a little bit fluey, you know, lately, so I just had like no pressure, let's just keep it, you know.
Okay.
I am the music man here, you
that's
know,
right. That's
but
right.
She will definitely attend.
Well, send her my best.
Yes.
It's a Four Seasons Explained, it's the RTE Concert Orchestra, Vladimir, and featuring Anton and Victor conducting, and it's this Friday, 24th of May, 7:30 at the Borgosh, and then the 25th, which is Saturday, at 2:30 in the afternoon. You're great. I've got to go to traffic. I know you're probably thinking, don't do that. I'm going to play you doing your life on Mars.
That's like 15 years.
I don't care. It's fantastic.